Good. But can you just explain to me about why you got married when you did, Mrs. Burgess, just before the war?
My husband's birthday was the 1st. We got married on the 2nd, and war was declared on the 3rd. Why we got married quick? We had our banns in St Mary's Church to get married at the end of September. But my husband, being a reservist, he was one of the first to be called up. And he was expecting his calling up papers. So my mum went hog picking every year. That was our annual holiday. The lorry was outside to take. We used to have a lorry to take all our things, everything behind the kitchen sink.
Yes.
Well, they'd gone off, and I was scrubbing my mum's passage when my husband-to-be came down and said, come on, we're getting married. I was flabbergasted. I said, why? He said, well, I'm expecting my papers. So I said, well, we've got our bands in the church. How can we do it? So I said, well, I'll go down to the vicar and ask his opinion. He said, well, I can't give you my opinion. I've got a phone through to the Archbishop of Canterbury to get a special licence and having the Sanctuary Westminster left open for you.
Good
heavens. He did that. We came back and we had a greengrocer's business corner. My brother shut the shop. Him and his wife got the car out and took us to Westminster. We never knew where it was. We just parked the car in a cul-de-sac, got out and asked somebody the way, and they said, you've parked just in front of the door. When he opened the door, there was a doorman stacking all sandbags up.
Yeah.
And he said, are you the couple from St Mary's? We said, yes. He said, well, don't wait your turn, he said, because you won't get back to the church in time. Because if you got back a certain time, they weren't allowed to marry you.
Oh, really?
So he said, when the next couple come down from upstairs, you go straight up. And when he opened the door, we had a shop. They were lined up the stairs, couples, to get special license because of the crisis. So anyway, we got this special license and we got back to the church just in time.
Did you queue jump then?
Pardon?
You queue jumped to get it, did you?
No, we went straight up because we had to get back to the church in time.
I see.
Otherwise...
Did the other couple say,
oi? No, nothing.
No, they didn't.
No. So we got back to the church and there was not a soul in the church. We never had a buttonhole. Nothing. Just the four of us.
Who were the four?
My brother gave me away. Yes. My sister-in-law was best man.
Yes.
And I think I must have been the first woman that had a best man.
Had a woman for a best man?
Yeah, because it's been known since.
That's
but
right.
Not then.
How amazing.
And it's on my marriage certificate.
And is that because your mum had already gone then to the hop fields?
Everybody had gone.
Why could they not wait to go? Was it they were taking other people?
They didn't know. I was getting married.
Oh, I see.
They'd gone before my husband came down.
Oh, gosh.
See, and I was clearing up after they'd gone when he came down.
So what happened then?
Well, we came back.
Yeah.
We had kippers for tea and my sisters.
Yes.
That was our wedding breakfast.
Yes.
We never had a bouquet, a button or anything. And as I got up from the altar, I looked and I had a ladder right at the back of my tights. That is my husband's photo.
Before you were married, what year was that then?
I don't really know.
In the 30s was that taken?
Must be.
Was it already in
there? Well, it was 30. I'll get me wedding certificate out and show it.
Oh, yes. Marriage certificate.
I'll be
1939, 2nd of September. So there you are, you've got... I see.
That was my sister-in-law, wasn't it?
Yes.
And that was my brother.
Right. Plastow Parish Church.
That's just round the corner, but they pulled the old one down and there's a small one there now.
And he was an Arsenal examiner. Does that mean that... it says he was an Arsenal examiner. What does that mean?
He worked in the Arsenal when he was on the reserve.
Yeah.
Now he was home working before he was recalled.
I see. Right. Very interesting. I'll say you had the best. You had a best woman.
Yeah.
But anyway, what happened then? You had your kippers for tea. And then where did you go? What happened after that?
Well, on the Sunday.
I don't suppose you had a home to move into, did you?
Yes, we had a flat, getting a ready flat
at
the end of September.
Oh, you had prepared that, I see, yes.
And that old box.
Wonderful, yeah.
And on the Sunday, the day after, the crisis was on night and the board hadn't been declared then, it was just the crisis on the 2nd. And my brother decided to take a lorry load of fruit and vegetable down to the hop fields to sell.
Yes.
We went with him on it the first day of our honeymoon.
Yeah.
So going along, all of a sudden sirens went.
Yes.
War was declared. Right. Please take cover. So instead of getting off and taking cover, my brother got off and covered all the fruit and vegetables over.
Yes. More worried about those than you,
wasn't he? Yeah. So anyway, we've ended up at the hop fields. But since we were children, we went to the hop fields every year, my mum and dad.
Yeah.
Because that was our annual holiday.
Yes. I mean, just to go back to this particular day, what was your mother's reaction when you got down to the hop fields and you said, Mum, we've got married?
Yeah. Well, she knew we were getting married in September.
But was she...
Well, we explained it to her and... It was quite all right.
It was okay. Oh, was she sad that she hadn't had an opportunity to be there?
No. Because she loved her rock picking.
Oh, right.
That she wouldn't miss that. Anyway, this is the photo.
Oh, yes.
I was telling you.
Yes.
It's a very old one, mind you.
Yes.